Well, it's a cold day in Winnipeg. Hello, true believers. Seanorama, Sean Geek Podcast, doing a midweek add-on podcast because on Saturday, this coming Saturday, February 3rd, I'm going to go check out my friends in Disraeli Dreamers. They got a show coming up on Saturday. It is a CD release party. Now, the CD has been released officially, or unofficially, online, and is available through every potential streaming service you can imagine. And as I am a music junkie, and I do have a subscription to one of these services, I'm a Google Play person myself. Anyway, I took a listen to the CD, and have to say, I really like it. I promised the guys that I would try to have a review of the CD up and out in time for the show, so that's exactly what we're doing here today. So, what can I tell you about it? It's a great CD, but it is an EP. So, you know, I've talked to Ryan a fair amount of times, and you know, also kind of been following these guys online, and I know their preference is to put EPs out. I'm from the other boat. I like to get a full length disc from a band that I'm listening to, and the main reason for that is I just want more content. I'm a content junkie, so you know, I'm of the streaming Netflix school of thought, and you know, I don't like to watch an episode a week of something or listen to just hear a single from a band. I want the whole kit and caboodle. So I'm going to start the negative first. I know it's not the right way to do, but my big negative is it's too damn short. Really, that is probably the biggest negative I got about it, because otherwise, I mean, I'm really enjoying listening to it. It's over very quick. But so what can we say about it? So just as a point of perspective for the Dome followers listening to the cast here, our band played a show with Disraeli Dreamers. It was for Indie Week Canada, for the Winnipeg part of the competition, and we had the privilege of playing with them one of the nights of competition. And I'd heard of them, I'd heard people talk of them, but I'd never actually really seen them or anything like that. So you know, I have to admit right away, it was the name that drew me in and made me remember them. They can get into the history of the name. There's a really good podcast with Witch Police where they kind of talk about where the name came from and things like that. So you can check that out there. But for me, it evokes a lot of things. I was a pretty big Weaker Thans fan at one point, and there's a song of theirs where they're quoting the Disraeli. Under the Disraeli is the line, and I don't know why, but there's impetus, there's punch, there's something about that word and the context of what that word means as a Manitoban that is really a universal thing. So anyway, you know, we could talk about the name for the whole podcast, but I'm not going to. So let's get into the CD itself. So yeah, so take one step back. So we did play a show with them, I really fell in love with their energy. They're very high energy band. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of diversity in the way the songs, the types of songs they have, the styles of music that they cover. Having a couple of vocalists is really cool, because it gives you a little bit of, you know, a little extra variety. It's very clear there's multiple songwriters in the band because of the different styles. So if you're, you know, if you're going to go see a band, they're a good band to go see, because even if you didn't like the last song that just got played, you'll probably like the one after. So there's enough styles on there to keep you happy. And for a guy like me who's incredibly eclectic in musical taste, I don't get bored at all, because I like every song, because I like variety in what I listen to. So really great live band. So I was really curious if they were going to be able to capture that essence on the album, and I really feel that they did. So the album's called The Lucid. There's an opening and there's an ending track. One's called Lucid, one is called The Lucid. And basically, I'm just driving around in my new area here, so this is kind of interesting. It starts with, it's a little instrumental track, pretty much keyboards, piano, whatever. And it's good. It's good. It's an intro, it's an outro, you know, it's just sort of something that just kind of gets you started on the, something that kind of gets you started on the CD. And it's nice, but it's two tracks. It's two tracks out of six. So I think on a full length album, I would have liked to see something like that. It's fine. But on this, it's just a tease that, hey, there isn't really six tracks on here. There's really only, there's really only four. So I'm going to stop bitching about that part. But the other thing I want to say, so the opening track going in, it's really, really good. Now, I'm not going to remember the song titles here, and as the purview of this podcast, I am driving while recording, so I'm not going to remember the titles very well. So anyway, the opening track after Lucid, it's a real good, feel-good tune. It's a straight-ahead, kind of pop rock, but more on the rock side tune. Reminiscent of I don't know what it's got a I keep thinking Spirit of the West. It almost has a folky, Celtic-y feel, but it's not Celtic music at all. But it's got that same momentum that style of music has, which is what I like. So it's Celtic, but it's not Celtic. It doesn't have that Celtic sound. It just has that Celtic energy. So anyway, really, really good opening track. It's a great way to get it started. It's a great way to get you into the album. It's a great way to get you into the band. It's, you know, it's a mission statement song. And you can't help but feel elevated by it. Really, really good. The second track in after that one changes gears right away. In a very strong, positive way. It's another foot tapper for sure. Lot of fun, and really cool. We have the same vocalist on this track, and it's good. Again, it's reminiscent of the track before, but there's enough variance to it that it does stand on its own. And you know, in terms of two opening tracks, like these are freaking awesome. And if this were the only tracks they released, it'd be enough to say, wow, we really like this band. You know, this band is awesome. This band, you know, really does it for me. But it doesn't stop there. The third track, if I'm remembering the order here very well, features the keyboardist on vocal. And this is a real 360 turn in terms of direction, which is really good. Again, I like my variety, and to get a different vocal going on here, and a really completely different style of music, reminiscent of like Ben Folds or even like the Bare Naked Ladies. The singer has a very similar tone to Stephen Page from the Ladies, which is high praise, really. And it's really, really fun. Now, I gotta say, on this one, from a lyricist perspective, really enjoy the lyrics, really enjoy the vocal The meter of the vocalist is really, really tight and really solid. And it's really a tightly woven story. And lyrically and vocally, it's really, really tight. I really like that there's a technical aspect from a vocalist perspective that's really, really strong in this song that I really, really thoroughly enjoyed. Anyway, it's really cool, and it just, yeah, very reminiscent of the Ladies and Ben Folds, I gotta say. I'm a fan of both, so to me this was a real big surprise that they would go in this direction, but good. Like, yeah, you know, it gives an added depth to the band that you didn't think you were going to get, and makes it even that much better. So the following track after that, I believe, is called Father Time, which is the final track before the outro, and very solid song. This song really got me thinking from a tonally, the tone of the general feel of the song, the emotion that's evoked out of it. Not even really totally listening to the lyrics here, but just the feel that it gives out. The song's got a lot of depth. There's a lot of just the chord progressions and the general choices made in there. It really got me thinking, and it made me introspective. And sometimes songs, they're just really fun to listen to, but in this case, this song just really got me thinking, got me reflecting, self-reflecting on my life and where I am and what I've done, what I'm going to do, and you know, where I see myself in 5 years, 10 years time. It evoked those sorts of feelings and emotions. And for a song to do that, where I didn't even pay attention to the lyrics, but was able to convey that sense without listening to the lyrics, really means a lot. So now I really want to go back, and I'm probably going to really pay attention to the lyrics and see where they're going. Also vocally, I really like what the singer's doing here. There's a lot of sing-along areas here that I can't help but sing along to in the car, even though I don't know the words. But it makes you want to sing along, and it really, for a song to make you want to sing along like that, it kind of makes you feel a particular way because you're singing along. It's just really nice. It's a really nice song. There's a melancholy to it. There's a sense of reflection in there. It just a really, really solid track. So overall, I really, really enjoyed the EP. I'm really looking forward to see what they're going to put out next. I'm really excited now that I know these songs. I'm really excited to go see them, so I can, you know, I'll recognize the songs and I can, you know, sing along or, you know, look forward to this or that song. But I'm also really, really interested in hearing what other songs they have. So this forced me to go online and look them up on YouTube so I could hear more material. I understand they do have some stuff elsewhere, like on SoundCloud, so I'm going to be checking that out too. Really eager to hear what else they have next. I would really strongly ask for them to maybe, like, I know they're an EP band and that's how they choose to do things, but to do a full release with all, you know, both EPs on there, and maybe make a song selection of the order of songs on there. I feel like this band is in its infancy, but not in a way that most bands are. These guys have a mission statement and a drive and a direction they're heading in, and it feels like on this one they're finding their feet with each other. It feels like they haven't all been together as a band for too long, but there's enough musical diversity and enough experience with each individual member that I think they're understanding their cohesion and how they fit together. That's the sense I'm getting, which to me is exciting, because as they, you know, the more they play together, the more they mesh together, and the more they understand each other's abilities, I'm really excited to see what they're going to do on a second EP, or even the third or fourth EP. I think is going to be very stellar, because they will have gelled as a band, even more of a band than they already are. And it feels like they're really working hard towards establishing that identity with themselves. So great opening release for these guys. Very eager to hear what they got coming next. This EP just makes me want to hear more, and that's an amazing sign, and that's exactly, you know, what you want from band. Really looking forward to the show on Saturday to see what these guys got, to hear some other material that they've written and that I can kind of familiarize myself with. I just want to know more of their songs and kind of get a feeling of what those songs sound like. So, and just real brief, there's two other bands that are going to be playing with them, so I don't want to leave those guys out. So there's a band called Moontan, which I've heard a lot about. I haven't heard them. I don't know who they are. I know of them. I kind of know what they're doing. So I'm very excited to see what they got coming next. Or what they sound like and who they are. I'm very, very, very excited. But anyway, really, 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 really stoked for that. So, and then the other band playing is Deep Dark Cave, which, again, another band I'm hearing just tons and tons and tons of stuff about. And it's like, well, who the hell are these guys? Like, what do they do, and who are they? So I'm really excited to hear what those guys have. So, you know, I like going out and seeing new bands. Disraeli is what, you know, brought me in, but the other two bands playing with them, like, it sounds like it's going to be a stellar list of bands. So I'm really, really excited for Saturday. It's going to be an excellent time. You guys come on out. You know, any Dome heads out there, you know, come on out with me and you know, come and chat me up and let me know what you guys are thinking. And we'll talk to you soon. All right. We're signing out. We'll see you on the flip side. I'm just trying to park my car here, which is interesting. All right. Wow. See, this is the stuff that you don't get in other podcasts. This is Sean around trying to park his freaking car in the wintertime. In the wintertime. All right, so I'm going to sign off here. We'll see you guys on the flip side, and hopefully I'll see many of you guys on Saturday at the Park Theater for Disraeli Dreamers CD release party with Moontan and Deep Dark Cave. See you guys.